I was like, are we recording? Her shit smells like human shit. Like someone came over and took a shit in the litter box. And the doctor gives her antibiotics or whatever, and then like it goes away and she poops normally. And it's happened twice. And it happened one more time, but now it just smells. It at least is the consistency of shit. You know that shit chart you sent? It's about in the middle. But it still
Oh, okay.
smells bad. And I think because when it was all nasty and liquidy, she hated stepping in it because she would get it all over the house because it was like water. And now she just doesn't cover it. And so that's why it smells bad because she doesn't cover her own shit. She's disgusting. So Yeti, my boy cat, like a typical man having to clean up for a woman, has to go in there and he covers it up. And it's like, do the female? Ooh, Austin. Woo!
Speaking
Woo!
of,
Gray pants! Gray pants! Show us that
hey,
hog.
Don't mind me.
Oh, we're
Gray
minding it.
sweat pants too. Oh
Gray
my
one. It's all we can see,
God.
buddy. It's all we can
Ooh,
see.
oh my
Groundhog
goodness.
Day. Aw.
Woo.
Look, you made him
Oh
nervous. Now
man.
it's all.
Oh,
Oh.
now
Yeah.
we're all over the place.
He panicked. He was like,
I know.
no.
He just throws the laptop across the
Like, I can't do this.
Well,
God, okay.
there's my adrenaline for today's episode.
I know it's over. Anyways, on this episode of Slasher's Podcast,
Yeah. Our special
you
guest
can.
co-host, Austin's Duke.
Damn.
How was your Christmas light fiasco?
It's stupid because I busted them out of the freaking box and they don't work. And I'm like, what happens in storage that just makes things not work? So I had to go buy new lights.
Dude, I literally like there was one light out and I just bought them last year. I opened this, I'm like, all of them don't work. You're like, do I
Yeah.
have to do the light thing?
What's
Where they
like?
check the fuses and all that other stuff.
Yeah, that actually worked for one pair this year. But then this one's just it's fucking dead. I'm like, all right, that's fine.
Ew, poor, just
Whatever.
go buy new ones. This is Slashers, home of your favorite horror podcast of your favorite horror media. My name is Mikey, and I'm joined with me, Lance, God damn it.
Did Lance put down his Lance? We told you the water bottle's gotta go.
There's no water bottle near me at
Yeah, now
all.
he has a goblet of wine.
Or no,
Somehow
actually,
that's gonna
I
make
think it
you
was
mad.
Austin that made that noise, but I'm
No, it
just
was Lance. I saw his face. His guilty
My
ass face.
phone fell. Sorry. Sorry.
We shouldn't be having phones in the classroom.
I have to
Anyways,
have the notes.
it should be on
you're on a
silence.
computer.
I don't do all that.
He's
It's on my
on
other
a,
computer.
like the computer is the size of like a 5x7, like his phone is bigger than his computer, so
Oh,
there.
I thought he had one of those old school ones where it was like half the room. But anyways. Lisa Slashers, yada yada yada. Join with me and my favorite colleagues, co-hosts, and cohorts, Aid, Lance, and Austin. Say hi to the mutant goons from beyond.
Hi.
My
Hello.
goodness.
Hello, mutant goons.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So today marks, is this the first? Yeah, the
I think
first
yes.
time in December that we are doing Don't Open Till Christmas, where we discuss a movie that is new, technically to us, because this movie is not super new. 2 years new, that's new, get over it. And so we are discussing Christmas movies that are new to us, and oh actually no, this is not it. Oh well, anyways, yes, so we're scratching that. Okay, Mikey, take that out. We're discussing movies
You
that we
say that and you won't even edit your own self, so shut up. This is all probably gonna stay.
you're just
Okay.
mad because you told me to take stuff off last time that was like important for people to hear. My goodness, so
You
I
just
didn't take
wanted
it out.
everyone to hate me, that's all. But
Oh,
that's
that's not going to be because of me, sweetheart. Please. Anyways,
Meow.
today, Lance, just because we're both fierce women doesn't mean you have to compare us to cats.
You see how he is? He's so misogynist.
I
Oh my
know.
God.
Must be the
There it
neck
is.
tattoo.
Here
You
we
know, the worst
go.
is having both of them at me at the
Both what? Yeah.
same
Speaking of lovely women, a movie that is not driven by women is 2021's Black Friday, which is we are reviewing today. Before we get into it, though, I just want to say December starts tomorrow. Have you guys been seeing any December scary movies, doing anything for Christmas yet? Like, what's the dish? Tell me all the hot tea, the hot goss. Adrian, go first.
Okay, so, well, I already watched all my favorite Christmas horror movies. I watched Black Christmas from 1974. I watched Black Xmas. I loved Jason's review on Letterboxd. What's his handle again?
It's something funny.
What is it? No, it's something dirty. Or yeah. Not dirty, but it feels like it's dirty. What is it?
Isn't it like Captain Stand something? By. Let me see.
Captain Stabbing.
Captain She-Hook.
It's just Jason Hill.
I thought it was a funny name.
I did too.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Somebody text him right now. Anyway, so
he probably changed it.
He probably did. You know, he's mad at us from the cocaine bear incident. So.
Oh, I know.
He dredged that up out of the, you know, the.
Obviously, we struck a nerve.
Or hit gold with the public.
And then he was like, oh, do we have to come up with the list of our favorite 23? I was like, yeah, if you're going to be on the episode, run and tell that, Jay Hill. Anyways, I love Jason.
Anyways, we miss you, Jason. We need you back. So hopefully.
Well, let's not go that far. But we miss you, Jason. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Anyway. I'm going to drag his ass back here as soon as we can. Adrian, you saw Black Christmas, the original.
And then I also got a hold of the main one. So I'm waiting to watch that. So I'm actually excited about that one.
Oh, maybe we can record that one next. Because I want to see it, but I just will have to buy it. I don't know. Because it's not streaming. Is it streaming somewhere? I don't know. Lance, what have you been doing? Anything holiday, super fun horror time as of recent?
Not yet. I mean, I watched Die Hard because, you know, it's a Christmas movie. And then I watched Gremlins actually not too long ago, which was actually fun. I love trying to get some of the like Hallmark-y kind of movies out of the way, and then I like slowly go into my horror phase to like get a little bit more into that. But
you know what's a good medium to bleed into that perfectly? Have you seen Letters from Satan Claus?
No, I have not.
You should look it up. It's actually really good. It's Sci-Fi made a movie. It might be Sci-Fi, but it was on Sci-Fi. I don't sure if it's an original, but it's set up like a Hallmark romance movie.
Nice.
Where this little girl writes a letter to Santa but spells it wrong and accidentally writes it to Satan. So Satan comes and is like killing people, but it's actually really fun.
That's awesome. I love
and
that.
And like throughout the whole thing, it's still like a Hallmark movie, like the love interest and like running a bakery and all this stuff. Like I love it. It's really cool.
Have we done that before? Maybe we should do that.
We haven't recorded it yet, but I'm down. We'll have to see if it's available.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I think Ed would like it because we like those sappy romances. Yeah.
I love anything that kind of comes off as like kind of like a rom-com or some other thing, and then you're like, oh, this went totally wrong.
Yeah.
Like everybody's getting murdered and it's amazing.
Austin, what about you? What have you been doing for the holidays?
Besides lights that don't work, nothing yet. I'm doing 25 days of horror or 25 days of Christmas, whatever you want to call it. So that'll be starting tomorrow with Black Xmas, and then I have 25 horror movies I'm doing until Christmas, ending on Black Christmas, the original.
Oh,
I was like, Black Christmas is over. Oh, wait, no, that's Black Friday. Sorry, I'm all over the place. I was Black Christmas.
Sorry. I'm excited because Austin invited me to do Christmas Bloody Christmas.
No one cares.
You know that made my top 10 list last year, everybody. So.
Well, I proposed the idea of the slasher review of Christmas Bloody Christmas, where we watch it again and talk about it to see, because I know Doug and I were like, absolutely not with this movie. But I am one that can be swayed, so I need to maybe watch it again, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was great, honestly. Like, not just that one part, but I really love the gore.
Yeah,
and it hits the ground running. Like, it's a lot of fun.
I told my friends about it. It was a while ago, too. We were about to go see, I forgot what movie it was. I think it was It Lives Inside. And we always go to, like, dinner beforehand. And I was texting y'all about something. And I mentioned, I was like, have you guys seen Christmas Bloody Christmas? Because I was going to get their take on if they liked it or not. And they're like, no. And then randomly yesterday, he texts me and he was like, thanks for the recommendation. I loved it. And I was like, I didn't recommend it.
Maybe someone here is incorrect about their opinion and should revisit it.
It's Ooh. Funny. It's funny how English teacher doesn't know what an opinion is. But for this holiday season, because as we mentioned earlier, Aid wants us to come up with the top movies of 2023 that we feel we enjoy. And I was like, oh shit, there's a lot that I haven't seen yet. So I added them in my little letterbox list and I'm watching one a night. So I saw Malum yesterday and...
Oh, did you like that?
No. And well, okay. So like, here's the thing. If Last Shift didn't exist, I would have been like, it's fine. Mm. I thought in the commercial that the main actress looked like she was doing a terrible job, but she doesn't. She does okay. I don't know why it looked a lot worse in the trailer. And I was really into it when I started watching it. I was like, okay, like this is very similar to Last Shift, but it's still creepy in its own respect and whatever, whatever. But then I was like, okay, this is yeah, not the like, one.
What's the point? Because Last Shift, I thought was great.
It was so much better.
With Last Shift. So I don't know why we need to.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, you know, the creator, I guess it's what he.
Apparently, it was the version he wanted to release first. And I was like, so you wanted to show everything and kind of ruin it. I will say the thing at the end was pretty cool, but that's about it. It wasn't good enough to save it for me. But you saw it, right?
No, I've been wanting to see it. So I was waiting because I knew one of you was going to watch it before me. And then I ended up watching Suitable Flesh because I was so excited for it. Is anybody else watch it yet? It was not
suitable. No, but I was going to add it to my list, but after your raving review, I was like, never mind. Oh, my
God.
Yeah, I had it on a list, and then you said something. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually I try to find something redeeming. There was, like, nothing. No, except, okay, I will give you this. Heather Graham and Barbara Crampton, their acting was very good.
And that should be enough to carry a movie, honestly, both of those women. So it's very surprising that it just fell flat to me. But I believe you.
The story, it was kind of, I don't even want to tell you because I don't want to spoil it. Like, I would compare it to another movie also that I don't care for. But I mean, it's better than this.
Is it a little Cronenberg-y?
No. Oh, I'm talking about a one Jamie Lee Curtis / Lindsay Lohan remake.
Oh.
Friday?
Freaky Friday.
Debbie Does Dallas? Oh. I Know Who Killed Me?
Pretty. Oh, I actually like I Knew Who Killed Me, so you should.
I do too. I liked it too.
Oh, we gotta do that.
I'm down. Anyway. We'll do it for Slutty Summer.
I like that.
You're welcome.
Of course, these two love that.
Wow, Lance, as if you didn't go, ooh, in your Richard Pryor voice or whatever you're trying to sound like.
Oh my God. Anyway, so Mikey.
So 2021's Black Friday. Oh, before I forget, let me show y'all something cool. My friend sent this to me in the mail. Terror Toons 4.
Ooh.
And I don't have a huge part in it, but my name is in the back somewhere. Ooh, right yeah, here.
Yeah.
So
Mikey.
If y'all wanna see it, Terror Toons 4, it's on Blu-ray, whatevs. I don't think it's streaming anywhere, but it might be later. Who knows?
When's your other movie coming out, by the way? The one you just did, right? Or the one you were promoting a little bit?
Oh, the one with Jenna?
Yeah.
So that's a short that's doing festival circuits right now. So it seems to be doing really well on the festival circuits. Nice. But when it is available online, I'll be sure to share it with everybody.
Yeah, it looks fun, honestly.
It is pretty fun. I saw the trailer and I was like, this is banging, Jenna.
Nice.
But anyways, back to Black Friday. I got a little Amy Winehouse. Anyways, so Black Friday 2021 starring my potent dad nut. Famous actor Devin Sawa.
Daddy Sawa.
Daddy Sawa. Oh. Awesome. That's so good.
Sawa.
Yeah. And Bruce Campbell.
Oh, you know, Jake made a meme about Sawa. Oh, yeah. Kids and tagged Devin Sawa in it, and he reshared it.
That's awesome.
On his Twitter or something. I can't remember.
And that's the point where we say, do you want to be on our episode?
I know.
Because Daddy you interacted Sawa, with it.
Please join us.
He seems like just a super fun guy. Him and Ethan Embry, following them on Twitter, I'm like, They just seem like super fun guys and
if
cool.
If they both came shirtless.
If they both came, yes.
That too.
But anywho, summary of Black Friday is a group of toy store employees must protect each other from a horde of parasite-infected shoppers. I didn't get that when watching the movie, but that's the IMDb summary. I saw it for free on Plex. Did y'all find it anywhere else?
Yeah, Plex.
I have the Blu-ray.
Oh, Austin owns it. Austin.
I think this was all. This was Lance, Aide, and me. Our first time in Austin. You said you've watched this plenty of times, right?
I've seen it a couple times. Yeah, when it first came out, and then I think I rewatched it last year with Gabby.
Yeah, and it's fun. Yeah. It's we don't have a movie based off of Black Friday. Even though I feel like it was more of a Christmas movie. IMHO.
I mean, could we say it's almost like how Thanksgiving was? Because they actually had a Black Friday.
Movie.
So I mean, technically, yes.
Well, so did Krampus. Krampus starts with Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it does feel very Christmassy for sure. But I feel like that's inherently what's going to happen because most people start decorating at Thanksgiving, right? So.
Oh yeah, for sure. My thing is I put up the trees and I put up the lights. Thanks the Monday before Thanksgiving so that when people come over, they can be like, oh, how nice, how pretty. And I'm like, I know, right? But I don't actually put on the ornaments until the Friday, Black Friday. That's my little tradition.
Like yeah, that.
Thanks. Cool. Surprisingly, this movie has a pretty popular cast. Well, a handful of popular cast members. But of course, we have Devon Sawa, who we all know from Idle Hands, Final Destination. People throw in Casper as if we know him from Casper, but it's like, bitch, he was in it for 5 seconds.
But that's why we loved him.
Wait, wasn't he the boy of interest in that too? In Casper?
He was Casper.
I thought he was the
Casper.
The hot
Casper.
Guy. Oh, was he Casper?
Right. No, he wasn't the hot. No, not the hot guy that Christina Ricci was trying to bone. No, okay. That was someone else. But he wasn't even like the voice of Casper. He was just the human form. He's like, can I keep you? Which, by the way, probably made all of us have toxic interests in men.
I know. Can I keep you? And I died.
Was he in Little Giants too? Or is that somebody else?
Like T-O-O or the sequel?
The first one. Yeah. Little Giants.
Oh, he might have been.
Because he was a quarterback or something like that? I thought he was a quarterback in that.
I remember him in Wild America. Wild America was really good.
An underrated movie, by the way.
Well, Little Giants, Jesus.
He was in Now and Then.
He was.
Oh, yeah, Now and Then.
Yeah, so he was.
Yeah, he was. He was in that.
He was a quarterback. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, nice. Good pull.
Yes.
I bet he does have a good pull.
Lance got one. Now he's excited. Yay.
Hey, I'll take it. It doesn't happen often on this show. So.
Well, he's also in The Fanatic that I kind of want to see, even though I've heard it's a hot mess.
Fanatic?
Oh, yeah. The one that's directed John by Travolta. Fred Durst.
Yes. Yeah. And stars John Travolta as like a person with autism. Which I'm pro, like, you should probably get an actor with autism to do that.
Well, listen, if they know DiCaprio could be in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, like, it is acting after all, so. And Sean Penn did it.
Yeah,
Sean
but I feel Penn like 90s, we didn't know better.
Yeah, you get away
we
with
know
it
better now.
Is it because we know better or is it because you just don't want to get canceled? There's like a separation between the two. It's like,
because as an actor, I want to make sure everybody has equal opportunities for employment.
Okay.
Anyways.
Oh my God.
But also, you might know Devon Sawa from the most recent hit series, Chucky, where he plays like 500 people because even though he dies, they don't want him to leave the show. I'm not complaining.
Absolutely not.
Aside from Devon Sawa, we have Michael J. White.
Yeah, he's been around for a hot second. Like,
yeah,
Black Spawn Dynamite mostly. Too.
Black Dynamite. Yeah, that's so great.
I don't remember that movie. All I remember is when she comes out and she's like, "Black Dynamite." He's like, "Go west back in that." Oh, it's so good. Anyways, so Michael J. White, you know, friend of the show, very famous. Bruce Campbell. Everybody knows Bruce Campbell. If you don't, you probably shouldn't be listening to this episode
podcast.
Oh, there you go. Yes, we have Bruce Campbell basically playing Bruce Campbell as he always does.
And everything.
I didn't know this, but apparently Seth Green does a voice in this movie.
The teddy bear.
Yeah. The Dour Danny or whatever.
Yeah, he's the teddy bear voice.
Dour Dave. Dour Dennis.
There it is.
One of those. It was a fucking D.
Is it Downer Dennis?
Dower.
Because he's a downer every time he talks.
he was recalled or something. Yeah.
He's all
five is horrible. I suck. Duh, duh, duh. Like, Jesus.
But yes, that is Seth Green. Yes.
I didn't know this. I'm just learning things along with everybody. So pretty much our only main female of the movie is Ivana Baquero. but she was Ophelia from Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh shit! A little girl.
Yeah, I thought she looked familiar. I was like, why does she? Because she has very strong features. I was like, why does she look familiar?
Oh yeah, okay.
That's who she
didn't have ponytails or something like that.
Wow. Okay. Well, now I like her a bit more in this movie. I mean, she was good in the movie.
She was okay. They didn't, but it wasn't her fault of why she was just okay. I feel like they didn't really give her much. But considering she's from Spain, I heard no accent. So that's kind of why I guess maybe I didn't. Yeah,
good on her.
Yeah. And then he's not famous, but can we just do a special shout out for the gay of the movie?
I'm sorry, Mikey. I saw you so many times in that spot. Some of the fucking facial expressions that man made. I was like this. I was like, oh, this bitch.
Glad I'm not alone.
Oh,
I mean, okay.
Thank you,
Mikey. Well, you don't look alike, but your attitudes are very similar. And I was like, God damn it, Mikey!
You
know, you made me do this.
You guys carry yourself the same way.
The spot where he was like, I bit him. I was like, is that Mikey? I bit the motherfucking bitch. I was like,
that whole conversation when the guy's ringing up that old lady who's very impatient and he goes, I guess we'll have to shut this lane down. I was like, that is, if Mikey was the manager, that's Mikey for sure.
Wow. Oh my God. I didn't know everybody was going to come for me today. Jeez.
In the best way.
Maybe that's why I felt I needed to give him a special shout out. There's a little introspective reflecting going on here.
You're like, I admire this man so much for his role.
He's funny. And his name is Steven Peck. And what I like about this character, not to get too deep, is that we don't get confirmation that he's gay, but it's pretty apparent that he's gay, but it has nothing to do with his character. And he just, like, you know, when they're writing the movie, did they write the movie for like a sassy gay manager, or did he just do a good job and they're like, you could bring more to this role? And so I think it's cool because it gives people, you know,
just be more you.
Yeah, it gives every kind of different person a chance to be in movies like this. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
and he was just fucking funny.
Yeah, it was so good.
But yeah, so Black Friday starts off with a Black Friday sale. The employees are coming to, what's it called? The toy store. Toys and More?
We love toys.
Something like that. It was really stupid. It wasn't very subtle, but they are filming in a Babies R Us, which I don't know about where you guys live, but in Texas, Babies R Us were connected to Toys R Us, so it was kind of the same thing. And it was very obvious to me that this was a R Us draft, Jeff the Draft Corporation, or whatever his name was. So they get there, and we have customers doing their typical Black Friday thing where they're pitching a fit. Devon Sawa is like the older worker who picks up a younger worker, and there's kind of like that dynamic of like
the creepy moment of the whole movie.
I mean, I thought it was hot, but they, it's kind of like unofficial mentor, I guess. I don't know what's going on, but like
in the worst way.
Well, it's strange because they bring it up later and I'm like, oh, that's what it is. But they don't really play it up too much in the beginning, and we'll get there in a minute. But basically, they're all on the store. Customers be acting wild. You get the gist of who these characters are. There's like the suck up who wants to be employee of the month all the time. There's the, was he assistant manager or was he just a manager and Bruce Campbell was like senior manager, the gay guy?
Bruce Campbell was like the general and he's probably the other guy's like a floor manager or something like that, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or at least it came off that way.
Yeah. But you have him trying to not necessarily suck up, but trying to be like the best manager, which obviously means micromanaging and, you know, shutting people down with a smile. Very mean. You have Marnie, who's the apparent love interest, even though I don't think she was ever into it. Which I don't know why, girl, it's Devon Sawa. But Marnie, who is the girl reception or girl cashier, woman lady cashier, who
the old lady?
No, the main girl. Well, Devon Sawa's love interest. Because I feel usually horror movies, the main there's a main girl. This one, I feel like Devon Sawa is kind of the main guy, and everybody else is like supporting.
He can still be the main lady. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. The main lay. Girl.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Who else? We have the new guy, and then I don't.
Which
really
I actually
know.
Thought he looked like the dude from Thanksgiving, the guy with that was selling the guns. He had like a very similar look, but I was wrong.
You know what's strange? Have you seen The Guest?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know the guy who sells something, Stevens the guns?
Yeah, yeah.
I picture him in Thanksgiving. I know it's not him. And I saw the guest like a month ago, but for some reason I can't remember what the guy in Thanksgiving with the guns
I feel like we think
like,
anybody with like
him.
Kind of a slick hair with like a beard.
It's like we're the like... guy from the Allman Brothers. I wonder if that's like his son. Like a spitting image.
What?
California Raisins?
Yes, that knows who they are.
I was like, is that the most random thing we've ever said?
Yes, it really is. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll be quiet now.
But lastly, while she looks that up, we have Michael J. White, who plays Archie. I don't know if maybe I wasn't paying attention, but was he like a custodian?
Because
he has like tools and stuff. And
yeah, he's like the maintenance man.
The handyman. Yeah.
Or like, you know, the stalker, sock boy, probably.
Oh, yeah.
He's right behind you, Aids. Scoot your head to the right. He's got a little like saw and hammer. Oh, that's very close to the what's it called? Sickle and hammer. Oh my.
Well, you know.
I like how he's labeled for his job.
You handyman, you do work.
When the old lady, what does she say? She goes back and working Black Friday. What does she say?
We used to separate them or something.
By race. You're like, whoa.
He stops. He's like, bitch.
I almost died.
It would have been funnier though. They had that same scene, but both. Of the manager and him were like kind of like what the fuck?
Yeah. Both of them.
Hello?
The only two black people in that fucking scene. It's like what?
Hey, that's more than most movies. And black and gay. It reminds me of that newscaster. Not only did he climb Mount Everest, but he's gay. Sorry, not gay. He's blind.
oh my god.
Anywho, back on the rails. See, Aid asked me to host last minute. This is what happens.
Oh my god, I didn't know I had to host. You picked this one. Okay, just kidding.
I'm just gonna take out the just kidding, so it sounds being a bitch.
Episode's gonna be 5 minutes. It's gonna be joke. All right, bye everybody.
I mean,
I hate all of you.
Well, speaking of jokes, this movie is very good with the comedy. It does balance the comedy and horror aspect. It is a little sci-fi. I really enjoyed it. I think that one of the things I appreciated is all the practical effects. There was CGI, but it was forgivable because, you know, spoilers ahead if you guys want to watch it, it's on Plex. But the thing that's growing, the big monster kaiju at the end, of course you have to CGI that.
You mean the fucking Ghostbuster pink blob / the blob?
Yes.
<there. laughs>
Yes. But to me... Because I guess, I don't know what they are. Are they aliens? Are they zombies?
The meteorites, right? Or something?
Yeah.
But no, I was saying the creatures kind of look like Pumpkinhead. The meteorite has like the blob vibe to it. So like these alien things come back to Earth. You know what I mean?
The reason why I kind of think it's difficult for me to say they're aliens is because I don't know if y'all have seen the cover to that movie, The Dead Hate the Living, but that's what they look like. With like their top lip all the way up here and their teeth are all exposed.
I think that they had a very specific look, because there was probably just sort of like little nods, because it is a horror comedy, to other creatures and things of that nature. Because even the vieja at the end, where she's running around with her tits hanging. It was like Henrietta, you know what I mean? So there was like, there were, sorry, my mouse isn't working. There were parts of things that, you know, just sort of reminded you of different things. And I think that was intentional. And obviously Henrietta with Evil Dead, they sort of kind of felt like Deadites. And I feel like as Bruce Campbell produced this, that maybe that was sort of the...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Sort of the shtick for it. I don't know.
I even got kind of like the Thing vibes when with the giant creature at the end, because one of their faces is kind of like morphed down and to the left. Kind of reminded me of the creature from The Thing. So it vibed like a lot of movies, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, but I think that was intentional, honestly. So I'm not mad at it. There were parts. So I don't know if we're going to get into it at all, but like what we thought of the movie.
I thought it was really cool in the sense that it was just like, it had like little signs of pumpkin head. It had like signs of the Blob. It had kind of Ghostbusters. You know what I mean? Like your classic, people are stuck in a building. The world's coming to a shitstorm. A little Gaichu, you know, scenario where it turns into a giant fucking Godzilla type of scenario. I mean, if you wanted a sci-fi slash horror slash alien, all the things going on. And at the same time, the only thing I thought that kind of sucked was it seemed like they had really good spots in the movie where it felt like everything was rushed. Like they were pushing through things, you know, like check, got that spot. Check, check, check. We talked about the relationships. Check, check, check. And it was kind of like, but it didn't feel like it stayed long enough for you to like really give a shit. Like, you know, like the relationship, you know, between the main characters kind of, you know, it was like, oh yeah, we like pancakes. That's a thing.
I agree. The pacing, there's something about the pacing that I didn't quite care for, but I couldn't really put my finger on it. I don't know what it was.
I don't know if it was the pacing for me or if it was the fact that there was just no chemistry between Devon Sawa and Marnie, the girl from Pan's Labyrinth, but I don't know if that was on purpose, because she's even like, you're old, like we made out one time, but like, you know. And so I don't know if it's just awkward to have like a love interest that's like, it's a one-sided love interest. But it's different. Yeah. And I didn't hate it. It didn't ruin the movie for me, but I was just kind of like, I don't think she's into him, but okay. But I, so I really liked it. She got bit?
No, he got bit. Remember? Oh, like, he got bit. All of a sudden she got really careful about like, oh my God, no.
Well, that was really cool because I knew Bruce Campbell wasn't going to make it. I was like, he's not going to be in the whole movie. And of course he does the typical sacrifice yourself for no reason.
What was it about? It was like, I'm going to fling myself down, stop them for a second. They're going to eat me or whatever they do to you. And then go right back up that ladder.
And then Devon Sawa, when he got bit, I was like, oh man, they're gonna try to do that whole like emotional thing at the end where he turns bad and he has to do whatever. But then we find out that he didn't get bit by a monster. He got bit by the floor manager, that bitch. And so it was, I liked that reveal because A, it was funny, and B, you know, Devon Sawa's character is like taking all these risks because he knows he's like doomed, so he's trying to help out people and he's taking risks like going and running through the monsters and stuff, but then you find that out and then it goes back to him and now you're like, oh shit, like he doesn't know that he actually isn't doomed and he probably shouldn't put himself in danger. So that was a cool like little twist for me.
Yeah, but I just, like, I still don't understand the reasoning behind it. And so there's some faulty things with it, which I know, again, it's a horror comedy, right? So, like, can't really take it too seriously because that's what made it funny. But at the same time, like, why? I don't know. I thought it could have been a little bit shorter, in my opinion. But it was cute. Wow.
I did like the part where he gets flicked by the giant
Gaichu. The Kaiju.
He flicks him. And like, he goes, he just flicked him like a fucking paper fucking like football. Like a paper football.
Yeah, that was really funny.
And you know what it reminded me of, too, was the scene from, remember that movie Pixel, where all the video game, old Pixel video games come alive? It's like an Adam Sandler movie, where the guy who created Pac-Man walks up and he goes, oh, it's my Pac-Man. And then it eats his arm and he's like, kill him.
Oh my god,
vibes like that.
Yeah, it kind of like, because he was like trying to talk to him and be all like sweet with the fucking Gaichu. Like, it's a creature, dude. It's
what are you trying to do? Doesn't understand what you're saying. This is a terrible plan.
How'd you think this was going to end for you?
I figured it would end like that. I'm surprised he didn't see that coming. Holy shit.
Well, and I think the fact that he was a villain made it easier to like do that to him, right? Because like, you didn't want to like follow the tropes of, okay, we're going to kill the black guy, you know, off, whatever. Yeah. Or that he was gay, you know, for that matter. But the fact of the matter was he was also the villain. So I like that. I like that we can, you know, have these characters and they can be whatever, right? Like, it's not just,
yeah,
we have to be careful, you know, we're not just ticking a box or having these people here. Like, you know, everybody has serves a purpose and they're all fun. So,
oh yeah, that's what I said when Austin and I interviewed for Frightmares. We interviewed the guy, the director from Influencer. And I was like, thanks for making the gay guy not a great friend, because some people are afraid to like be like, okay, he's gay, but we have to make sure that he's good. And I was like, no, like sometimes gay people are shit. Most of the time, myself included, we're conniving, we're very seductive. But yeah, so hey, equal parts, equal rights, whatever. Austin, I know you like it, but give us your little rundown of how you feel about Black Friday.
Oh, it's good. I like the comedy. You know, Bruce Campbell, like you said, is Bruce Campbell. He's just playing himself. I do wish they spent a little bit more time, because they built up, you know, Devon Sawa being a really good dad and like he cared about his children, but they were in the movie for like such a little amount of time. I wish they kind of expanded on that more so we can kind of have more of a connection to them, even if it cut back to like the family, you know, going through what everyone in the town's going through. I don't know, something like that. But then the big reveal at the end too, when you just see that it's not just their store that it's happening to, and there's all these fires all over it, it gives you this bleak sense of, damn, well, that's gonna be really shitty for everyone. And I like a bleak ending every now and again, but I definitely have to praise the practical effects, even though there was some really spotty CG. all the practical effects make up for it. It's a really fun time, and it's, you know, only like what, 84 minutes, so low commitment. I'm with Aid though, it probably could have been like maybe like 6 minutes shorter. But yeah, I wish they would have just a little bit more time with the family to make me care more, because they were in such a small amount of it. I was like, I mean, he's a good dad, but it's like, I don't really know these characters enough to care. Like, what did you say, Lance? Like something about they like pancakes. Cool.
Yeah.
Like, all right. We had Thanksgiving for breakfast. Okay.
CGI for the sweet the, what was it? The power lift thing that he had, or not the power lift, but the forklift with the tire. Oh. I was like, how much money did you spend on that moment just for it to like peel out? So before the monster slung it into its own neck.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I think you could probably have more effective character development if you had less characters. There's just so many.
That's, yeah, there was a lot.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they took their time killing them off. Sometimes that's cool if they're like, you know, fun characters. I did like that each character did kind of have like their own trait, like, you know, the kiss ass, and we were all happy when she finally got it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
But I got more story behind her than I got from anybody else, honestly, for that.
Oh,
story.
Yeah, that's like, the thing they, you know, totally, I mean? Did and that's what the issue was. It's like, how is it that we know so much about this cunt?
And the new guy, the new guy and her were the two ones I was like, kind of like, they died the fastest. And I'm like, yeah. I know more about them than I know about anybody else.
New guy had a lot of screen time. Well, because he was like the big bad, I guess you could say. Who was the one that got fucking completely annihilated by the cop car? Was that the older coworker? That
no, she didn't. Oh, I thought she was going to get destroyed because she was at the window looking.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, please let her get hit.
Did she not get hit?
No.
I thought she got hit and she got flung. I must have fucking
left.
That would have been great. Oh my god, that would have been great. Damn.
I was excited for that.
Yeah, right.
That was missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
What can you do?
But I think so. It's funny because looking at like the parental guide for this movie, not that there's a reason to, it's whatever. The reason why I like it is what it has under intense and frightening scenes, this summarizes the movie for me, and it's probably my favorite type of movie. A goofy film, but has some creepy moments with the creature designs. Perfect.
Nice.
Nailed it.
That's what I'm here for.
Honestly.
And
Army of Darkness.
pretty much. Yeah. And I also, I was a little disappointed that I wasn't surprised at the end when they're leaving and there's other kaijus in different parts
in the background of the city.
Yeah, because I and then he kept saying, like, my kids, I got to get my kids. I don't know why, I already knew. I was like, this thing has already spread. Your kids might be dead already. And I didn't feel like it was bleak, because to me it seemed more like, okay, well, now they're going to go out and be the Ghostbusters and, you know, go kill these things. It wasn't like the Mist where it's like, that would have been fun to have a nice total change and then they just kill each other at the end. But spoiler alert for the Mist. But
16 years old, it's fine. Yeah, I know.
It can drive by itself now. But overall, I did like
the
it.
Producer, right? Wasn't Bruce Campbell the producer of this too? One of the producers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we discussed that when you were having your mental breakdown. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, because like the end of that almost seems where you see the gaijus in the background when they're driving away and they think everything's safe. It kind of gave me very Army of Darkness and like cutscenes. Remember when he thinks he goes to the past and then it was like he goes into nowhere, where like you think you're safe, but then all of a sudden you realize, oh shit, that was like that perfect. Yeah, like that was like kind of like that like, kind of cool, because obviously again they're going to go get pancakes.
Yeah. That's funny.
Because at that point he's like, fuck his kids.
Yeah, he's, I'm gonna go get
first
some pussy.
Pancakes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like the kid from Cabin Fever. Go ahead.
And then the little, you know, Bucktooth kid was still with them at the same time. Like, all right, here we go. So, you know, that's fine. That's fine. Everything's fine. Honestly, like once they got to that big monster, that's where I kind of like started not to pay attention anymore. And I'm like, I'm not big on the whole kaiju, whatever the hell that is, type of thing. Don't know, don't care. But there's
Mike is about to be about a pound of gaichu in a few minutes.
I'm gonna be pounded by a kaiju. Oh my goodness.
Oh. Okay, he's ready for us to get the hell out of here. Yeah.
But yeah. So Black Friday, apparently IMDb, it grossed $1,500, which means it was probably in theaters for a day.
Stop. 1500. That's it.
I couldn't find anything about it, so I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It says, what was it? It says it was probably in one theater in LA for a weekend.
Probably.
Case, it's actually pretty decent then.
Gross worldwide $1,581. Worldwide means one theater in LA.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. The box office numbers are a joke because this obviously was straight to video. Mm-hmm. The competition from November of when it came out was Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City. I named like three different movies in that same.
Resident Evil Dead.
Yes. The rest of the year we had The Black Phone, The Retaliators, Wrong Turn, the shitty one, Antlers, Jacob's Wife, Old, Malignant, VHS 94, House on the Bayou, Don't Breathe 2, A Classic Horror Story, Dashcam, Halloween Kills, Willy's Wonderland, Candyman, Spiral, Slumber Party Massacre, Army of the Dead, Next of Kin, Silent Night, Fear Street, Part 3, Bingo Hell, Vampire, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like Aid always says, this wasn't a bad year for horror.
What the fuck?
It was like out of nowhere, like, ha ha, bitch.
Rope checked.
Just in case you forgot where we're at.
Just in case you forgot the power of the
game. Your computer gonna fuck up, so you can go away.
You must have been shut up. That's basically what she just said.
I always just laugh when you say that, because when you name the movies, I'm always like, man, that sucked. And like, it wasn't a bad one. I was like, yes, it was.
I'm just thinking, okay, because there are some years where there's a really good, like 2007 is a good year for horror, and nobody wants to like acknowledge that.
I mean, I'm just saying every year we've done, it seems like Austin's hosting the podcast and there's every movie's good.
Now we had to come for Austin too.
I'm waiting for mine
Austin
now.
Austin was sitting quietly this entire episode, and you still had to come for us.
Only because I told him earlier, because he hasn't listened to the Thanksgiving episode, believe it or not. Ooh. And I said, Austin, I apologize for the strays that you got hit with on the Thanksgiving episode. And he's like, which one?
I'm gonna triple down on these insults when I go to listen to it.
There was only two.
Well, no, because you mentioned it on my episode, then you mentioned it on this episode, then I'm gonna go listen to them. So it's like bam, bam, bam.
And I got three more rounds in the chamber.
What was it? Jason had to just throw in the whole shebang from
Cocaine Bear
earlier. For Cocaine Bear, and I forgot that we even said anything. I'm like, oh yeah, we did.
Yeah. Oh,
Meow Pacino. That's his name. Meow Pacino.
Yes.
Oh, Meow I told you it was something funny.
I knew it was something cute.
Oh my god. Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
It says Jason Hill and then underneath it says Meow Pacino.
See, Letterboxd is confusing.
There you go. That's why I don't use it. I had it for a day and I'm like, this is ridiculous, and I deleted it. Read it again. So,
oh, that. You guys. But yeah, I think I give Brock Friday 3 out of 5 stars. What do y'all give it?
I said 3 out of 5. Yeah.
3 out of 5.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like it had a good concept and just kind of felt a little short. But I mean, it's entertaining as fuck. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Fun.
That's what absolves its all of its sins to me. Is it's just it's a fun time. You know,
yeah,
they did their best with the practical effects, which was good. Because by the time the shitty CGI comes, you're like, that's fine. You gave me enough practical effects in the beginning.
It outweighs. Good.
Yeah. Good. But yeah, and of course, we all love and stan Devon Sawa. Everybody in this room would allow him to bend us over and have his way with us. Especially with Austin in his Santa hat.
And he has to be on his little perch out there in the snow type scenarios.
Oh my God.
Goober.
But anyways, so I think that wraps up this episode. We thank you guys for listening. We'll be back for week 2 with Don't Open Till Christmas with the surprise showing of, you'll find out next week because I don't even know if we know. You can find us on Patreon. And seed tiers from $1 to however many dollars you want to pay. And hear special episodes, hear episodes that aren't necessarily about movies, but trailers, or just hear us gab or have direct access to us. You can find me on Instagram at @WhoreAndAHalfShell. You can find Aid at @PathologicallyADE. You can find Austin at Frightmares Pod, right?
Podcast, yes.
Frightmares Podcast. Lance at Zombie Versus Hate. And speaking of hate, you can find Lance's band that we hate called
Mikey, make sure you put a bleep over that.
Okay.
Christmas is coming. So don't forget to hit us up at Slashers. At slasherspod.redbubble.com to get your, you know, friends or, you know, loved one a special something. Do I have something in my face? Like, oh my god.
to the two other people who have beards other than myself.
I know.
Like, we're all
oh my god. Anyway.
Christmas is coming. You know what would make a great gift? A coffee mug of a Slashers Podcast logo for your dear old grandma in the home. And her friends will be like, oh, Shani, where did you get that coffee mug? And you're like, well, grandma, first of all, listen to this podcast. And then you can buy another coffee mug for your friends. We also have t-shirts. You can buy them in 4XL and grandma can wear it like a muumuu. Get a belt, cinch that waist, hunty, and it'll be perfect.
We have blankets, clocks, notebooks, baby onesies, baby
laptop
shirts, baby
covers,
dresses, laptop covers.
Hey, we didn't even talk about our sweet streaming fucking moment. We 8%, what was that?
We did. Yeah. I shared our Spotify Wrapped. So we have grown. So thank you for all of our new listeners. We have grown
eight percent.
Last year, and 20 of you think that we are your number one podcast.
On Spotify.
Yes!
On
Spotify or whatever. Yeah. But I guess our most popular episode was Spawn, and our most streamed or
shared.
Our most shared episode was Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. Nice. So still with amazing. That, you know, Lance, thanks for the suggestion. I hope you guys are excited to hear Lance host next week's episode. And with that, oh yeah, you can also find us on Facebook on the group Mutant Goons from Beyond and on Instagram at Mutant Goons from Beyond if you so desire. You can find my letterbox at Mikey and the T-Rex, Austin's letterbox at Dr. Proctor. And then Lance, do you have letterbox?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm a simple simple man.
Yeah. We're not teaching him how to do that.
Oh, so. That's true. We barely got him to unpause his video. But with that said, thank you guys for tuning in today. We hope that you stay safe and warm, and we will come to you next week with a fun Jewish friendly Christmas episode. Good night and good die. What's it?
Goodbye and good die.
Goodbye and good die.
Bye.
Bye. Austin, say bye to the audience.
You'd say bye.
Jeez.
Oh my God, Austin.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Haven't seen Austin in 10 years and this is how he behaves. My goodness.
Sorry, bro.
No, stop.